Welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories. This podcast contains stories that I record as I tell them to my own kids. Tonight's story is the sequel to Spaceship Xenon 159. When our space heroes crash on an alien planet, they struggle to find food that won't try to kill them or give them crazy visions. To top it all off, someone they thought had died in the crash is also out to get them.
Well, Spaceship Xenon 159 crash-landed on that hospitable planet. And Mr. Sanchez and Captain Smith came out, and they celebrated for having survived by jumping up and giving each other a high five in a cheesy 80s freeze frame. They unfroze from their freeze frame, and they started looking around. They were in a field full of flowers, and it smelled nice and fresh.
How wonderful.
I wonder if they have any iced tea on this planet. Oh, I don't think so, sir. Maybe we should go over there and set up some shelter or something. I think actually our ship might explode here pretty soon.
Is that why there's flame shooting out the top of it?
Yeah, I think that's it. Let's go over there in the trees.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
So they started walking towards the trees. What they didn't know was that there was some rustling and banging from inside the ship that they had just left. And out stepped the janitor that they had forgotten all about. Meanwhile, in the trees, Mr. Sanchez was busy chopping down some little saplings to get some good long poles to start making a shelter. While the captain busied himself by straightening out his uniform and looking important.
How does this look on me?
Oh, you look pretty good there, sir. Yeah, you look good.
Do I look sharp?
I'd say sharp is a good word for you. You look really sharp.
Okay. How about my cookies? Do I have any cookies yet?
No, sir. We're pretty much struggling to survive on this alien planet. I think maybe we should get some sharp sticks and go out and do some hunting.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. I think I'm going to get me a little squirrel or something and just whack him over the head really hard. And just kind of bite right into him.
Yeah, well, maybe we could cook him too.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
So they made some little bows and arrows. And they started heading off into the forest to find something to shoot and kill.
Yay!
Mr. Sanchez was picking up some berries and some mushrooms along the way that looked like they might be edible, but he wasn't quite sure. Along the way, the captain was hiding behind trees and like doing these really exaggerated poses like the great hunter in the forest sort of thing. He would put up one foot on a log and point off into the distance. And then for some reason, he would just start sneaking around and rolling from one tree to the next. And giving little hand gestures to Mr. Sanchez, telling him what to do. Mr. Sanchez just rolled his eyes and started sniffing and looking for signs of animals on the trail. Well, pretty soon he started hearing something. Something pretty good sized. Mr. Sanchez dropped down and then he got really quiet. Captain Smith said,
"What is it? Do you hear something over there?"
"Shh," said Mr. Sanchez. "I hear some big game approaching."
That sounds good. I could go for some big game right now.
Captain, you're going to scare it away.
Oh, that wouldn't be good, would it? No, because then we couldn't pair it nicely with these berries that you collected and these nice mushrooms that we're going to saute later.
Exactly, so be quiet.
Okay. You see it yet?
Shh.
Well, I can't hear you.
Mr. Sanchez put his finger up to his lips and then held his finger up to Captain Smith's lips. And he finally got the idea. Captain Smith started nodding his head slowly and said,
"Yeah, okay, I'll be quiet now."
Suddenly, a big old crack made them look behind them. Right behind them, there's this animal that came out that had big old antlers and was huge, like at least 10 feet tall. Mr. Sanchez brought up his bow and fired. And it bounced right off the big hurricane animal like it was nothing. It was as if he'd just thrown a tiny twig, and the animal lowered his antlers and started to charge. Captain Smith jumped up and said,
"Hey, that's not right. You're supposed to just fall down dead."
He picked up a little stick and started charging the animal. At the last minute before being fatally gored, Mr. Sanchez tackled the captain and got him out of harm's way. They dragged him off into the bushes. The wild animal's looking for them with his huge antlers going, but it couldn't find them. But just then, they started hearing something else coming up from behind them. They thought it was another animal coming. They were looking, but they couldn't find anything over there. Finally, the big animal that was looking for them went away. So then they decided to go back to their camp, and they were pretty hungry. They made a little fire, and they started to settle down for the night. But what they didn't know, out in the forest, the janitor was lurking about. The janitor was very angry for having been left for dead on the spaceship. Meanwhile, back at the fire, hey, where's my marshmallows? I could use some marshmallows right about now. Oh, sir, we don't have much of anything. Here, eat some more berries.
It tastes kind of sour and bitter.
Yeah, but that's all we have, though, sir.
We got any more of those mushrooms?
Yeah, but you don't want to eat these mushrooms.
Oh, I do. Give me those mushrooms. Your skin just turned purple. The sky turned yellow. And the whole world is seeming to melt all around me. What's happening?
Yeah, those would be the hallucinogenic mushrooms I told you not to eat.
Oh, this is not good, is it?
No, not very. But you'll come out of it in about 8 hours. But bite down on something, because you're going to go on a real wild ride. I'd say you have about maybe 4 hours of screaming, followed by several more hours of catatonic despair.
So, much later on, the captain finally came out of it and was lucid enough to realize where he was. Then he heard some rustling, and the captain said, "Ah, is that another hallucination?"
"No, I'm hearing it too."
What is it? Is it a man going to sell me some s'mores?
No, I don't think there's any s'mores on this planet, sir.
Pretty soon, out through the bushes jumped a crazed-looking man wearing tattered clothes and was brandishing a long mop. They started charging after them, started screaming.
"How dare you! How dare you! I mopped up all the shattered and smoldering remains for you, and you left me for dead!"
Mr. Sanchez says,
"Oh, I think I know this man, sir. That's the janitor."
"Well, I don't recognize him."
"Oh, that's the janitor. He cleaned up all the smoldering remains on the bridge of your ship."
"Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? What's your name, Phil?"
"It's Dennis."
"Oh, that's right, Dennis. Well, come over here and have some s'mores."
Sir, we don't have any s'mores."
"Oh, that's right. Should I give him some of the mushrooms?"
"No, that's not polite, sir. We shouldn't give him the mushrooms."
"Oh, hey, Dennis. Come over here and you can have some of these berries that we picked."
"Oh, thank you, thank you."
Dennis went over there and curled up, started eating some berries. He got a little calmed down, and then he fell right to sleep.
"Oh, I think he's going to sleep for a while."
So they all fell asleep. But when they woke up, Dennis the janitor was gone. But he had left a note that said,
"I intend to hunt you down and kill you both, but I'm giving you until high noon because I want it to be a fair hunt. Signed, Dennis."
And he drew a little smiley face, and he dotted the I's on the note with little hearts. And the captain said,
"Is that some kind of a joke?"
"I don't think so, sir. I think he's really mad at us for not looking through the ship to see if there's any survivors. I think he's really going to hunt us down."
Let's play some Parcheesi. Have any Parcheesi?"
"I don't think we brought any board games with us, sir."
"Well, what do you want to do?"
"Maybe we should get prepared because he's going to come and try to hunt us down."
"I don't know about that. That sounds kind of boring. I think I'm going to take a nap."
"Really?"
"Yeah."
"I'm really tired."
"Okay."
So while the captain took a nice little doze, Mr. Sanchez readied himself by making some armor out of some sticks bound together with some twine. Then he made some more arrows for his rudimentary bow. Then he made a long spear and set up a perimeter with some snares and some trip lines with large boulders that would come swinging down, and a big old net that would trap people. So he was really busy. Captain Smith finally woke up at about 11:30.
"What's for breakfast? Do I get Eggs Benedict today or is that tomorrow?"
"Oh, well, sir, we still just have berries and some mushrooms."
"What kind of selection is that? What are we living in, the Dark Ages?"
"Well, just about. We're in kind of a survival situation, sir, and..."
"I need to go pee. I'll be right back, Mr. Sanchez."
"Okay, but sir..."
Pretty soon there was this
bang, crash, and a boing.
Run! Sanchez!
He comes running over there. Sir, I think you found one of my snares.
Yes, can you help me? Get down, this is undignified. I'm upside down and my pants have...
Yes, sir, right away, I'll cut you down. I would tuck your chin to your chest so you don't break your neck when you fall.
Good idea. Is my neck broke?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
So, got him stood up, and Sanchez said, you know, by the looks of it, I think we're just about 12 o'clock. I think Dennis is going to come and start hunting us down pretty soon. Here, I got some weapons and some armor for you.
Oh, that's great. Did you bring me any granola bars? So I think this is going to take a lot out of me.
No, sir, we don't have any granola bars.
Well, where is he? Let's get this over with.
I don't know. Let's just be quiet and see if he comes.
Okay.
Sir, can we be quiet now?
Oh, yes. That sounds like a good idea.
Flying through space and must be...
Shh. Quiet now, sir.
Well, that's my favorite song.
I know, but we... Okay. Why don't you take another nap and I'll stand guard.
Ah, that's a good idea. I'm tired again.
Well, I'll see you later. Tell me how it turns out.
He fell right to sleep. Pretty soon, Dennis started approaching their camp. Slowly, gingerly, he stalked with his mop. He had sharpened the end of the mop handle to a razor-sharp point. He used to be in the Army, Special Forces, years and years ago, before he became a janitor. And he could see a tripwire from 20 yards away. He could sniff out any trap. All of his senses were keen as he crawled through the forest. He had mud and animal droppings smeared on his face for camouflage. He was wearing the musky scent of some kind of deer-like creature to mask his scent. And he had his whole body covered with moss and sticks, and a giant branch stuck off of his back and over his head. As he approached, he went stealthily around all the traps that Mr. Sanchez had laid, and he was raising up his mop handle to strike. Then suddenly, the large beast that they had hunted yesterday unsuccessfully saw the branch on Dennis and smelled the scent all over his body. He thought it was the female of his species, and he ran over to him and picked him up with his big old antlers and said,
oh, I got a pretty girlfriend.
And he ran off into the forest with him.
Dennis was never seen again.
Mr. Sanchez said, oh, that was a close scrape. Sir, you can wake up.
Oh, well, good. I'm ready for my breakfast.
Well, you've already had breakfast.
Well, whatever happened to that Dennis guy?
I think you found a boyfriend.
Oh, well, that's good. All is well that ends well.
Well, maybe we should go back to the ship and see if the fire is out. We hadn't really tried the radio because we were all out of power. So maybe we could make a battery and see if we can fire it up and get some help.
Yeah. Now, here's a better idea. Let's go to the ship and see if we can get that radio working and call for help.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a good idea. So, who knows whatever happened to them. Maybe they made it off the planet, or they might still be there on that planet to this day.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Spaceship Xenon 159 Part 2. Now, go listen to some of my other stories.